Okay, today Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Avos, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Chalafta Mendoza, Ish Kfar Chananya Omer. Rabbi Chalafta Mendoza in Ish Kfar Chananya says, Asar Shiyoshim Voskim B'Torah, if you have 10 people sitting and learning Torah, Shechina Shriya B'nehem. The Shechina is going to be with them. Shnei Baral Kim Nitzav Adas Kel. That Hashem is with the Eda, and Eda is always a minion. Uminayin Afilu Chamisha. How do I know that even 5 people learning together, the Shechina is with them? Shnei Baral Gudaso Al Eretz Yisada. That the Aguda of people, and Aguda is 5 people, is also going to have a sense of Hashra's Hashchina, meaning the idea that Bartunur explains of an Aguda being 5 people is because you have 5 fingers in a hand, so that's something that you would need to bundle together to create an Aguda. Uminayin afil shlosha. How do I know that even 3 people learning together has a sense of Hashra's Hashchina? Shenemar b'kerev Elokim or Elohim Yishpot, that in Bikerev, among the judges, Hashem will judge. So the judges is always 3 Dayanim on a Beis Din. Minayin afilu shnayim. How do I know even 2 people learning Torah will have a sense of Hashra's Shechina? Shnemar az nidbru yir Hashem yishpot v'yakshav Hashem v'yishma. We quoted this pasuk earlier. Minayin afilu echad. How do I know even 1 person learning Torah will have a sense of Hashra's Shechina? Shnemar v'chalamokam v'sharas kershmi avoy lecha uve'rechticha. Okay, now moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartosa says, Tein lo mishalo. Give Hashem what's already His. Atav Yishalcha Shalo, because you and everything you own, it really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything you have should be dedicated toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your physical health, everything you have should be dedicated toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever abilities you have, whatever money you have. V'chem David Omer, and by David HaMelech it says, Ki Mimcha HaKol U'miyodcha Nesanu Lach, that everything comes from you, and it's from your hand that we give it to you, meaning it's because you're giving to us that we have the ability to serve you with that which you gave us. Rabbi Yaakov Amram, Mahalich B'Derech V'Shona, if someone is learning while he's traveling, Umafsik Mimishnas of Yomer, and he stops his learning to say, Man No'a Ilan Zeh, Man No'a Nir Zeh, how beautiful is this tree, how beautiful is this plowed area of a field, Malalav HaKosuv Kilu Mischayiv Menafsha, the Torah makes it as if he's Chayiv Misa, as if he's taking his life into his own hands, because you shouldn't be mevatel Torah. A person should be focused on his Torah learning. The Chassidus of Vart, they say on this, is that if you need to be mafsik mi mishnaso in order to appreciate the godless of the Bria, then it's mischayev benafsho. You should appreciate the godless of the Bria within your mishnaso, within your learning, to see that it's all part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Okay, that's the Chassidus of Vart. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we said that Rechlafta ben Dosa ish kfar Hananya said that if 10 people in Torah, or even 5 people, or even 3 people, or even 2 people, or even 1 people, 1 person learns Torah, they're going to have Shechina Shruya B'nehem. And in Mishnah Zayin, we said that Rav Lazar Ish Bartosa said that whatever you have is given to you by Hashem, and therefore should be used to serve Hashem. And Rabbi Yaakov said that if a person is learning and they stop to say, how beautiful is this tree or this plowed field, they're Mischayiv B'nafsho for being mafsik from their learning, in order to say such a thing. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Ches.